listening to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast,
featuring the leadership of Ron Kitchens.
The topics discussed today are designed
to keep you moving always forward.
Hey there, thanks for joining us again today on the Always Forward Leadership Podcast, featuring the wisdom and insight of Ron Kitchens. So with all the podcasts we've done over the past 2 years, we realized that we've never actually had an entire conversation about communication, which is arguably one of the most important components of leadership. So today we're talking all about the importance of great communication, and it seems obvious, yet it's something a lot of leaders struggle with, right?
It is. I can relate to it. When we look at communication, Jen, the analogy I love, I wish I'd invented it, it was actually a Bill Hybels analogy, is that communication is like a great big rubber bucket that has a hole in it. But because it's rubber, the more you pour into it, it expands, but it also accelerates the amount that leaks out of the hole. So communications is one of those things that's never done. And it always requires more than the day before. You know, we study lots of great organizations and, you know, we try to achieve that status. And we've had some measure of success. You know, Outside Magazine just named us the 100 best companies to work for in America. I think we're number 28 on their list. But when we look at those organizations, when we do our work with HumanX, which is a talent-based management program systems company, our work with Gallup, what we find, all of those work very, very hard to communicate. But when employees rate communications, they may rate the organization great and on a 100-point scale say that communications is 90, but it will always be the lowest of all the categories that get rated because the human experience needs more and more communications to be satisfied on a daily basis.
So just listening to you talk about how you always need more communication, it's like a giant rubber bucket that's leaking, it almost sounds exhausting. Like there's no end in sight to how much communication that a leader needs to share. So when is enough enough? Is there ever enough when it comes to this topic?
Unfortunately, there's never an end. And that's hard for leaders because you want to believe, all right, well, I told everybody what it was going to be. We have a plan. Everybody has the written plan in front of them. So they should just move forward. Well, as John Gordon shared with us at Catalyst University, if there's a void in communications, negativity will fill it. So you've got to, as a leader, over-communicate. You've got to be there every day. You've got to constantly communicate. And volume doesn't do that. So you can't just give an impassioned speech once a quarter and think, well, that was great. Yeah, well, that, like all things, it doesn't last. It's the old story, why bother to communicate every day? It doesn't last. Well, neither does a shower. You take one of those right. Every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for our team, every Tuesday, I'm with all the members of the team. We spend 10 or 15 minutes together, you know, what we call the vision cast, but it's really communicating on where we at right now, where are we going? Let me remind you why we're doing this. Anybody got any questions? And we just constantly are managing that expectation. And it's got to be in a concise way, too. Yeah, I think it was Mark Twain who said, you know, I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one. Great communicators get to the point, which this question proves that maybe I'm not a great communicator, no. But they get to the point and everyone knows and can own it and wear that communications. Nobody's left wondering.
Yeah, those are two really incredible points. I mean, like you're saying, good communication is not easy to do in a concise manner. It's so much easier just to kind of word vomit, but to do it concisely takes a lot of skill. And back to the John Gordon statement, where there's a void in communication, negativity fills it. That's just human nature. Like if you're not hearing from something, you're automatically assuming the worst about it, which is odd. I mean, we shouldn't be that way as humans, but that's really where the leader's job is to step in and fill that void.
You know, as a point leader, we have to remember that people look to us for different levels of communication. You know, I work for a board of directors. I have a chairman of the board who I'm very close with. But human nature tells me if I haven't heard from him in a while, I start wondering, wow, gosh, is he mad at me? I haven't heard from him. And the fact of the matter is when I say, hey, I haven't heard from you, you're mad at me. He goes, no, I figured you had it all taken care of. Right. And I've been thinking about me, not you.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, like a lot of leaders, I'm starting to create a story. And that's human nature. We tell ourselves stories. So we have to make sure that we're, as point leaders, removing any of the negative elements of that story so people clearly know where they stand, where we're going, so they can know that their energy and their resources aren't being wasted and that they're part of the grand plan.
Yeah, that's really good. So when it comes to communication, what do you think are some of the most important things for leaders to always communicate above and beyond?
So there are verbal and nonverbal communication. So every day, your workspace should be communicating who you are and what's important, the way you treat people. And that's everything from the daily kindnesses or the daily intersections in people's lives to what's the amount of office supplies in the office? What are their access to get the resources they need to succeed? Those things speak very clearly to who the organization is, and they're communicating the value you placed on someone, the value of trust. I mean, trust is one of the most important things we can communicate. We also need to make sure that as a point leader, as an organization leader, as a team leader, as somebody who's just leading yourself, that you clearly understand the mission and vision for the organization, for your own life, where you're going to go, so that the extraneous stuff gets pushed out, that you're not paying any attention to that. And then expectations are critically important for a leader to communicate. You know, we do a lot of amazing things in our organization. There are people come in and go, well, that's too soft, that's too squishy, you know, you need hard measures, you need to be a taskmaster. Well, we don't have to be a taskmaster because the measures do that. If you came into our office right now, you'd see we've got goals for the year, we've got goals for the quarter, we've got goals for the next 5 years up on the wall. Everyone knows what they are and where we're at in terms of real time. So there's no number that's probably older than, I guess some of our data is quarterly, but it's being constantly updated. Everyone on the team knows how every area of the organization is performing. And so that communicates our values and what's important. And if what you're doing doesn't directly go to achieving those areas that we've said we're going to focus on, then it tells you you probably should be reevaluating what you're doing.
So I'd love to go over some of the practical examples of how we are intentional around communication within our office. And these are ideas that maybe those listening today could also adopt for their team. So I know you mentioned Tuesdays you do a weekly vision cast at Scrum, but talk about what kind of things you're communicating in those weekly updates, and then we'll go through some other things as well.
Yeah, so on Tuesdays, we're really talking about anything, any changes that have gone in. Somebody's been promoted. If we have a large event coming in, if we've seen a board or management change in the organization, we're also talking about, you know, visioning. Hey, I know we're about to get swamped because I have all the data that tells me for the last 4 years, March has been a killer for us. Everybody gets really busy. Plan accordingly. If you need to get something done in your life, get it done before March because your schedule is going to get really tight and the stress level's going to go up. I know that once we hit June 1st, things will slow back down. So we talk about the rhythms. We help people get prepared. I get to look at this data and know what's coming. So it's my job to tell people there's a wave coming in. Get your surfboard ready. Get ready to ride it as opposed to standing there and getting swamped by it. So Tuesdays are a lot about working through that. They're a lot about sharing, reminding ourselves of what our goals are, reminding ourselves of, you know, what are the things that you would want to know, but you don't really have to know to do your job. We operate as a team, even though we're in multiple smaller teams. So cross-sharing this information is critical. Ignorance is the enemy. So too many leaders want to hold on to this information. It's like gripping a handful of sand. If you just hold it in two open palms, you can hold all the sand you want. You try to squeeze that sand tight, you're going to find your hands empty when you open it. Communications really has to be that way. You know, but we also have to make sure we're doing other things to communicate. So, you know, I have great access to a lot of really successful leaders and dynamic organization CEOs that we bring in to meet with our either stakeholders or board members. But it dawned on me one day, our own staff wasn't getting to hear them. So we now, once a month on Friday, we bring in one of those elite leaders where they're spending time with just our staff, coaching, talking about what their organizations look like, what their career paths were, what the important things in their lives have been, how they got to where they are, and what recommendations they would give. It is a huge blessing to me because it not only allows our folks to hear another voice of what greatness looks like, but it also re-energizes people to know that we so believe in their future that we want them to get this level of training and experience and access to those folks. And, you know, another way is this podcast and the blogs we write. A lot of those cases I'm writing or communicating for my team. We're teaching things that I want to make sure my team has when I'm not around. Whether, you know, I'm not around to help them make a decision and somebody says, well, he did a podcast on that or he wrote a blog on that. Go see how that decision was made and what he thought about that. But it's also a way for me to teach because there's a lot of times I can't sit down with 26 people and teach them individually. Well, this becomes a method for me to leverage technology, leverage capacity to make sure that we're burdening everyone on our team with knowledge as well as lifting up leaders in all kinds of different sectors.
Excellent. So those are all good practical examples of some of the things that we do at the organization that have helped us succeed in communication. And hopefully some of those ideas, you know, everyone listening today can try as well in your own unique way. Like you mentioned, Ron, we've got 26 people on our team and four of those people, plus you, are really focused solely on communication in some capacity, whether that's internal, external, whether that's creative or more that corporate communication. But can you talk about why we've invested so many people, so much of a human resource into communication and why that makes sense for what we do?
It's the thing that people value the most. They want to be part of a tribe. They want to understand where the organization is going and what it values. So they then know how to invest their time, their energy, their capacity. So it's critically important, but it's also important to remember that communications for us isn't about advertising. It's not about public relations. It's about storytelling. It's about helping people hear what they need to know in a way that they can absorb. You're not beating them over the head with it. We tell the stories to our team in a lot of different ways. We meet every day because it's about communicating. So at 8:05 every day, don't call. We won't answer the phone. We're meeting as a team. Takes 10 or 15 minutes, but we're communicating every day with each other in various ways. We've got a television that communicates to our own team. Here are the things you need to know. Here's the events happening this week. Here's who's celebrating an anniversary. Here's a birthday. Here's the things that you'll want to know that collectively we should know as a team. We're doing that. We're producing lots of printed things. You know, we launched in January of 2016 a new magazine called 269 Magazine. 269 happens to be the area code of where we live. And so it's a communications vehicle for the region. It's a real magazine with real investors and journalistic standards, but it was also about finding a way to communicate with the community broadly about what the key issues were for community, business, and cultural growth. So that's really important to us. More than that, communications, you have to know who you're communicating with. And for us, we've clearly defined who our communications partners are, who we need to communicate with, and what strategies best work for them. And so that's, you know, board of directors and contributors and community and media. For us, corporate real estate site selectors are very important. Companies that are looking to grow are important. You know, we have about 5,000 people a year who participate in our leadership programs. Between Tim Tarantine and I, we probably do 40 or 50 speeches outside of the region a year. And so we're communicating with the partners who hire us. We're also communicating with their stakeholders. And so you have to clearly understand what the channels are that you're going to use, how you're going to use them. But the most important thing you can do is just start. Just make a commitment. If it's nothing else, as the point leader say, okay, every Tuesday morning, I want to get everybody together and I'm going to spend 10 minutes telling you where my heart is right now for the organization. I'll bet if you do that, you will find the joy level in your organization and the success level in your teams go up dramatically simply by being an open, vulnerable leader and saying, here's where my heart is, and you're a big part of that.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him at ronkitchens.